kind of gray out there. We'll see possibly some sun later on. Cooler day, too. Details in the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Aaron Metters is here from Farmers Insurance. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
We have, over the last few months, talked about a lot of different kinds of insurance. The one that's really been in the news lately is flood insurance. Those folks in the Carolinas that don't have flood insurance are certainly wishing they did, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, they do. Even if you're in a federal government, flood insurance is a federal government program. So even if you're in a low flood zone, quote unquote, you still have a risk of getting flood insurance, and that flood insurance is relatively cheap. I'm talking like $300 a year.
Okay.
And then you would be covered with Hurricane Florence, or especially for around us, if we get a lot of rain like we have this summer and flooding and whatnot. If you're in a low flood zone, it's relatively cheap. I always recommend it to my clients because since it's a government program, it's regulated by the government, so there are certain rules and rules that we have to follow. But with it being a government program, if you're in a lower flood zone, it's like I said, $300 a year, which is relatively inexpensive. And since if you find water in your basement, generally speaking, it's not a flood. You're going to be okay, especially if you have backup and sewer and drain coverage. But if it is a flood and they can prove that it was a flood, you don't have any coverage on your homeowner's insurance.
Okay. That's important. And proving that it was a flood, I mean, you got to kind of go back and look at weather records and things like that. So if my water heater bursts like it did earlier this year, if my sump pump fails like it did earlier this year.
If your sump pump fails, that's going to be covered under your backup sewer and drain coverage.
Okay.
Which you can add, which is an endorsement you can add on to your homeowner's policy.
Okay.
Which is also $20, $30 a month.
Right.
So it's not that expensive. Honestly.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody recently who said there are two kinds of basements in Michigan, those that have had water damage and those that are going to.
Exactly. That's what Farmers likes to tell us, especially in places like Michigan where we have surrounded by water
sure.
and we have the most water out of any state in the United States.
Don't be surprised
with
some of it.
Don't be surprised if you find water in your basement or any low spot in your house.
Yeah. Well, and that's something you can do. You can really look at, you know, if you sit down, you know, with Aaron in his office, you say, okay, here's what I've got. I've got a home, and I've got two cars and a motorcycle and a boat, whatever you've got that can be insured. Mm-hmm. You look at every aspect of that, don't you?
Yes, yes, we do. We'll sit down and make sure that we have a plan and insurance in place to protect those assets that you have, your car, your house, even your kids' future. We'll sit down and make sure that we have a plan so that way if anything were to happen to you, your house, your cars, or anything, that it's not a, oh, crap, what do we do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, wait, we have this planned out. Give Aaron a call or give other Farmers Insurance agent a call, and
right.
they will help you.
Yeah, whenever a catastrophe strikes, that's the first thing that you do say is, oh, crap, what are we going to do? But
yes.
then you start looking at your insurance and say, ah, good, we're covered for this. A lot of people that rent property don't necessarily think about insurance right away. They say, well, my landlord's got that covered. Renter's insurance is important, too, isn't
it? Yes, yes, it is. Renters and your stuff, if you're renting a house, is not covered under your landlord's policy. The only thing that is covered under the landlord's policy is if he supplies a, let's say, the refrigerator, the stove, the washing machine, the dryer, the refrigerator, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the only stuff that is covered under his landlord's policy is the stuff that he's furnished for the unit. Everything else, if the house burns down or heaven forbid somebody breaks into the house, you're not covered under his policy. Renter's insurance is a lot cheaper than homeowner's insurance because you're not insuring the dwelling itself, which is 80% of the cost of homeowner's insurance is the dwelling. So the only thing you're insuring is your personal property, pretty much your personal property, and then your liability and protection for inside of your property, inside of the house. That's what you're insuring with renter's insurance, and that we can the average I've seen is around $24 to $30 a month for
all
renter's
right.
insurance. So it's not really all that much.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. We're talking with Aaron Metters from Farmers Insurance here in Port here. And I want to talk about auto insurance for a moment because correct me if I'm wrong, if something changes in the status of your automobile, it's older, you move to a different neighborhood, you drive less. Maybe you used to have an hour commute to work and now you're only driving 5 minutes. That can change your insurance
yes.
rate, can't it?
Yes, it can. We're especially depending on if you, especially if you move from one location to another location, your rates are actually going to either go up or down. Mm-hmm. Especially if you move from, let's say, Detroit area, or even closer here in Port Huron to Fort Gratiot, or a more rural area Fort Gratiot, your rates are actually going to go down. Because it's based on the likelihood of you actually using your auto insurance is where a lot of the rates come from.
So they look at basically crime and accident statistics,
yes.
Right?
Yep. And a lot of it is actually, unfortunately, uninsured motorists.
Okay.
And if you live closer to a bigger city, the more uninsured motorists you have, your rates are going to go up.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. That's worth looking at, because if you don't contact your insurance company, they're not going to know.
They're not going to change anything for you. You have to let us know when you move, so that way we can change the mailing address, the billing address, and see if there's a way that we can save you money on your auto, and even your homeowner's insurance is less if you live out in the country sometimes.
By the way, if you have a new driver in your family, which I do, that's going to change your rates too, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it is. One thing that you can do is, especially if you have a 16-year-old or anybody in high school who's now newly driver and needs to be added on to your policy, give us a call. There are certain discounts that we can apply to your policy, like good grades discounts, good student discounts, and stuff like that.
As things change in your status, whether it's your employment, where you live, how much you drive, all that stuff, it's always worth reviewing your insurance, what you have and what you need, right?
I completely agree with that.
And if somebody wants to do that with you, Aaron, how do they go about doing that?
The best way to do that would either be stopping by my office, which is on 2008 10th Avenue here in Port Huron, or messaging me on my Facebook page, business's Facebook page, which is Farmers Insurance Metters Agency.
All right. Aaron, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Not a problem. Have a nice rest of your day.